Awesome. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. You can find it at ecommercelifestyle.com. Anton Crayley here. I am the host of the show. And today I wanted to talk about kind of what's happening in our businesses and what I'm focused on this week in the office. I literally have in front of me like three different whiteboards where I'm mapping out the game plan for myself and my team, most of which is still in Bali. But I wanted to share kind of some of what's happening. So first off, if you're an e-commerce seller, you already know this, but this is the busiest time of year, right? Between Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up, obviously we have our biggest sales period of the year. So currently we are planning and executing on our promotions on our different brands. Good news for that is we've been doing it so long, we actually have like templates and systems where we just kind of have to swap out some dates, make some new images, make sure, you know, the best-selling products really are our best-selling products, and it doesn't take too long. But that's one thing we're working on. Also, you probably know this if you're following Dropship Lifestyle on Facebook or YouTube, but we just closed Dropship Lifestyle for the next, I don't even know how long, because I'm currently redoing all of the content in there, making sure it's up to date with what's working now and what we're focused on moving into 2019. Now, speaking of what we're focusing on moving into 2019, that's probably the most time-consuming thing that I'm actually putting my effort into, right? That's why I'm at the office today. That's why I'll be here all week. That's probably why I'll be working from my home office at night. It's because we're doing a lot of different things with different brands we have happening right now. So I'm currently building out a new e-commerce brand. And for anybody that was in Bali last week, you heard me talk about this a little bit. And you know, a part of what we're doing with this new brand, even though dropshipping is going to be one of our methods of order fulfillment, which that's what dropshipping is, that's not everything, right? That's a piece of it. And the big thing that we're making a push for with this new brand is content. So creating content that's actually going to help us to not only rank organically on Google, but more importantly, just have a visitor and customer base of people that really, you know, come to us for a reason, not just because they saw us on Google product listing ads. While I'll still get those people, still invest heavily into ads there, I'm going to focus a lot on content with this. Now, the issue that comes up that maybe you're facing or you'll face if you're launching a new e-commerce brand or really any brand is how do you make content like right out the gate that's going to get eyeballs on it. Now, once you're established a little bit, like, and you have a following, they'll pretty much watch whatever you put out as long as you are providing value. But at first, that's not how it works. So what I've been doing this morning on all these whiteboards is mapping out what type of content can I start with for this new e-commerce brand, right? For our new physical product brand. And specifically, I'm thinking about our YouTube content. YouTube is one of the only platforms that I consider, you know, really like an asset, like a platform that we link to. So when we're using things like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, we link from them. So we post content there, but then we link to YouTube or we link to our blog or to our website. And it's because that's where you really can build, you know, I would say the strongest following. That's where people are going to engage with you for longer. That's where you're going to find your dream customers. Okay. And that's where, again, people are going to become part of your brand rather than just a customer. So I'm thinking, what can I make, being that this new website for our new physical product brand isn't even live yet, right? The website's still under construction. We have some of our social set up, but I have like some basic memes that I'm running to get lots of engagement. We're getting that. But now that it's time to, you know, pull out a camera or pull out the phone and make a video, what am I going to talk about? And I could talk about different things within the industry, but I want to talk about the things that get the eyeballs. I want to talk about things that will build us a big YouTube following for this physical product brand, like fast. So the key here is to actually focus on what people are already talking about. And I don't mean just topics. That is important. Okay. You should focus on topics that people are talking about, but more importantly, you should focus on products and brands. So I want you to think of this almost as like reverse influencer marketing. So instead of going out there and looking for people that, you know, already have followings, like at the stage that I'm at now, maybe where you're at, where it's a brand new business, you can't really approach them and offer them a bunch of money and offer them, you know, an affiliate program. Again, we don't even have our website live yet. So what we're trying to do though is tap into other people's influence by building something on our own. So I'll give you a perfect example of this, right? Let's just say, for example, I was going to build like, I don't know, something that has to do with, let's say for Dropship Lifestyle. Let's say Dropship Lifestyle YouTube channel didn't exist yet. It does. If you're not subscribed, go to youtube.com/dropshiplifestyle. But let's say it didn't. I would want to make videos using other companies' brand names so that people that are looking for that stuff and people that are watching videos with other companies' brands can find us. So Just got this little humble brag here. Thank you to Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels. Just got like this 10-figure award. We finally broke 10 million with ClickFunnels. But let's just say I wanted to make a new dropship lifestyle channel. The first video I would make would probably be something like unboxing ClickFunnels, you know, 8-figure award, right? Something like that, because people are already looking at ClickFunnels stuff. They have like 65,000 users. Those people are going to see that. They're going to then find my brand. So we're doing something very similar with our new physical product brand. And what I'm doing, and this is what I've been doing this morning, is actually going to a lot of our competitors' websites and a lot of other retailer websites, and I'm ordering their products. Now, what's good about this new industry I'm getting in, this new e-commerce industry, is that the products are demonstrable. Is that how you say it? Demonstratable, demonstrable. I can actually use them. I could actually, you know, show them off. I can do those unboxing type videos. I can do, you know, here's how to make something with it. Here's how to set it up. Here's how to take it apart. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So the method that I'm going with costs money, right? So no getting around that. But again, this is, you know, this isn't like drop shipping 101. This is like, I want to build a brand that in 12 to 18 months, every single person on the internet that's interested in this industry knows who not just I am, but who my company is. So again, what I'm doing is buying these products. Average order value is about $200 at this point. And they're going to start coming in next week to our office here. And I'm going to start making those videos. Again, pulling out the camera, I'm going to, you know, unbox them. I'm going to use them. I'm going to test them. And when I do that, that's all going to become YouTube content. So right now, our YouTube channel for this new brand has zero subscribers, right? And if I just published a video with my thoughts on something, it probably would still have zero subscribers. Maybe a few people would trickle in. But now that I'm going to be saying, you know, these other company names in the titles, in the subject lines, you know, unboxing, manufacturer name, product XYZ, again, those are things that already have millions of products and units sold. So people are already looking at that type of content on YouTube, for example. That means when I put my content up there, if I do my titles correctly, my tags correctly, my descriptions, if the videos are actually engaging and good to watch, they're going to get eyeballs on them from day one. And if they're better than what's already out there, they're going to get the most eyeballs and they're going to overtake the videos that are already there. So that's one of the easiest ways to start with content. Again, buy the products yourself, make a video of you or someone else if you're not comfortable on camera, either unboxing them, using them, whatever. And you might be thinking like, okay, well, what if I sell products that are like crazy expensive, right? What if my average order value is $5,000? I'm not going to order a whole bunch of competitors' products and unbox them and use them. Well, okay, there's ways to get around that too. The easiest thing to be able to make videos like the kind I'm talking about with those super high ticket products would be simply to find out what trade shows and what events your manufacturers are going to and go to them, show up, bring your camera, make videos there. We used to do this all the time back in the day and it works really well. It's a great way to get unique content, put your unique spin on things, and again, build your brand by making content that people actually want to see because nobody else has it. That's a big key here. It's unique to you and to your brand. So once you have those eyeballs, then you could push them to different offers, maybe to your, you know, Black Friday sale or your Cyber Monday sale. So that works great. Another thing you could do if, let's just say your products are like mid-tier pricing and let's say you're drop shipping and let's say that, you know, you live in a different country or there's no trade shows in your industry or you just don't want to go to them. Well, reach out to your sales reps at different brands, the brands you work with, and ask them if they have any exchanges or any returns for some of the most popular SKUs that you're already selling. Because the truth is, a lot of them do. And a lot of these big warehouses that our suppliers have, they have products that have been sitting there for, you know, months sometimes a year that someone returned that maybe wasn't like packaged correctly. So it's not broken or anything, but it's kind of just taking up dead space in their warehouse. So reach out to your sales rep and say, hey, you know, can we make some kind of deal? Like, do you have anything available? Can you ship it to me? Can I buy it from you at like less than cost? And a lot of times, again, they'll talk to their warehouse manager, but if they're just looking to get this stuff out, maybe you can even get it for free and just pay shipping. So that's one great way to do this. Another way is if you have been selling for a long time, you have those strong relationships with your suppliers, then maybe they'll just ship it to you, you know, on consignment, basically, where you can sell it and then ship it to your customer, or maybe they'll just ship it to you and then you can, you know, do your thing with it and sell it on Craigslist or whatever, put it on your website as an open box item. So there's not like one fixed way to do this. The point basically is there's a lot of different ways. And if you want to make it work, you could find a way. The way that I'm doing it is just actually outright buying these products, but that's because the front end value, again, of the products that we're going to be selling is closer to $200. So we have a much higher customer lifetime value, but upfront's not that big, which is why I'm willing to you know, spend the money now, buy these things. And then after I use them, I'll probably put them on Craigslist and sell them locally, right? what else can you do? Another way, like if you're thinking like, well, I still don't want to do that. And what if I contact my suppliers and they say, we don't have any open boxes or exchanges or returns? And what if you don't want to lay out the money? Well, I mean, then maybe give up because that's enough options. But if you want one more, call your suppliers. And if you live local to any of them, a ton of them have things set up in their warehouses or in their showrooms. Maybe you could just go there with your camera for a day, you know, go on Craigslist, post an ad in whatever city you're in and say, hey, I'm looking for a videographer. Like, seriously, it's ridiculously underpriced for high quality video. Maybe $100, you go to a warehouse with a videographer for a day, film a bunch of video, maybe open some of the packages there, maybe interview your sales rep or some people at the company. Again, that's how you get content that people actually want to see. Because the key here is we're not just thinking, what do I want to talk about today? We're thinking, what are people actually looking at already? What products are people already buying? What products is there, you know, a space for us to make unique content for? And those are the ones that you go after. And again, that's exactly what we're doing right now with our new brand. And that's why I wanted to share this today, because I've basically been, you know, hitting up Amex pretty hard this morning, going online, buying all these products. And I know it's going to make a big difference. And I was stuck. Like, even last night, I was thinking like, okay, I want to start pushing YouTube for this new brand. Like, what am I going to do? And it was kind of tough. I was like, I couldn't think of anything. I know I could make a quick video, like selfie style video, but that's not going to get views. So had to take it to that next level where tapping into what's already there. Again, think of it as like influencer marketing, but by, you know, leveraging brands that already exist. And the one thing I'll say also with these brands, like when I'm doing these videos, I'm not going to be saying anything specific, like go here and buy this, or I'm not going to be saying like, don't buy this, because we're not going to be selling them at first. We're just building up our audience. So when we have offers, they will convert. So you could just say things like, you know, go to our website.com for more information, or just leave it as is. You know, what we're going to be doing for our call to action is subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we're going to post regular videos like this every single week. So the point is not always directly convert to a sale, especially when it comes to branding for the long term. And again, having the focus of being the number one player in your industry, which is exactly what my goal is and our goal is with our new brand. So hope you found that helpful. I'm going to wrap up this episode of the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. I am going to get back to online shopping spree and buying all these products. And I will talk to you all in the next episode. By the way, if you haven't heard them all yet, go to ecommercelifestyle.com, click on episodes. You can find all the episodes, links, and show notes there. Thank you, everybody.